Report, 75% of Americans allowed to vote by mail in 2020 election. By Kyle Morris on August 12, 2020. More than 75% of Americans will be allowed to vote by mail in the 2020 presidential election scheduled for November, according to a report from the New York Times on Tuesday. The Times analysis stated that if turnout increases as predicted, an estimated 80 million mail ballots would be delivered to election offices later this year, more than double the number of ballots that were returned 4 years ago. Every state has some sort of mail voting, but this year 24 states, along with the District of Columbia, have welcomed mail ballots. In 9 states, along with Washington, D.C., registered voters will be mailed a ballot before the election. Voters in 33 states will be allowed to cast an absentee ballot with no excuse needed. In 8 states, voters will be mailed an application to request an absentee ballot. In 25 states, voters are required to obtain an application for an absentee ballot themselves. In another 8 states, voters will be required to have an excuse, other than coronavirus, to vote absentee. According to the Times, states that allow residents to vote by mail saw higher turnout during the caucuses and primaries. Over the last year, the conversation regarding vote by mail has shifted into one of partisanship. Republicans, for the most part, oppose the process, while Democrats are in full support of it. Democrats have noted that a vote-by-mail process would be suitable in November as the coronavirus continues to spread. President Trump disagrees. President Donald Trump has questioned the safety and security of the process, saying it could lead to such problems as election fraud. Trump also accused Democrats of meddling and said voting by mail makes it easier for foreign actors to interfere with our election process. In a July statement to Fox News, the United States Postal Service ensured that no mail-in ballots would be compromised. The Postal Service is committed to delivering election mail in a timely manner. The Postal Service's financial condition is not going to impact our ability to process and deliver election and political mail, the USPS stated. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.